This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You don't know where Mum's put Jack's rusks, do you?
Oh, hasn't he got a little biscuit tin of his own?
Oh, yeah, of course he has. Ugh, staring me in the face. Sorry, just a bit distracted.
Yeah, join the club. What about the contact centre?
I think Jack's teething again.
Ah, hence the rusks.
I'm not sure how Rob's going to cope with that on his own.
He won't be on his own. I'm sure the supervisor will have dealt with the teething baby before.
Yeah, of course, you're right. Oh, I just feel a bit anxious. Right, I'll go and get Jack.
Well, you're taking him to the contact centre?
Yes, of course.
But Rob's going to be there.
I won't see him. They put him in a separate room until after I've left so we don't overlap.
Do you think he'll stick to that?
Oh, I don't care whether he does or not. I want to show him I'm not frightened anymore.
I still think it would be better if Dad took him.
I'm not putting Dad through that again.
Me then? I don't mind.
Well, you can come with me if you like.
Oh, of course.
And then you can tell me what you meant by joining the distracted club.
Thanks for coming over to look at the photos.
Thanks for offering a Sunday lunch. Dad'll bring the kids over later.
You know, I'm finding it so hard to choose.
Well, I'd bin these ones for a start.
Oh, why? I quite like those.
They're so plain. No props, no backdrops. I thought the whole point of hiring a fancy photographer was to jazz things up a bit.
Oh, no, no, no. That's not the idea at all. Sherelle explained it to me. The simplicity of the setting helps her get to the heart of who we truly are.
What, dull and boring?
Oh, Tracy. No, I really like all the photos. That's why I can't choose. Mm. I wanted you to help me find the best, not tell me which you think are the worst.
OK. Then, it has to be these.
Oh, the black and white ones. Yeah, I like those too, but...
But what? You look like a 50s starlet from those old black and white films Mum used to watch on Sunday afternoons.
Oh, glad you think so.
And if you want one that gets to the heart of who you truly are, then it's got to be this one.
But that's just of me.
Well, who cares about that?
I don't know. It is a lovely photo.
Beautiful.
I'm just not sure it looks much like me.
Of course it does. Body, heart and soul.
Oh, Tracy, that's a lovely thing to say.
With a bit of extra makeup. Mm. It's the cream of the crop. It certainly ought to be the centrepiece.
Just on my own.
Why not? You can have this one of you and Neil. That's nice. And this one of everyone. That's quite cute on either side.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think you're right. I'll get the order off after lunch.
Great. Now that's sorted, I might just nip down to the Bull.
Really?
Don't worry, I won't be late back. Just see if anyone interesting's there.
I suppose you mean Roy Tucker.
I might.
Have you two got a date?
Well, wouldn't exactly call it that, but who knows? Things may develop.
Well, if they're developed enough for you to bring him back to lunch, just let me know. I'll put on some extra potatoes.
Here you are. One cappuccino.
Oh, thank you.
Feeling happier now?
Wouldn't go that far. But Jack seemed to like the supervisor, so...
She was nice. Very calm and sensible.
So, are you going to tell me what's been worrying you? Because something clearly is.
Is it that obvious?
Mm-hmm. To all of us. So come on, spill. Not the Nuffield, is it?
What? Oh, no, that's the least of my problems. Kirsty's pregnant.
What? Oh, that is a surprise.
I know.
She's kept that very quiet. Oh,
she certainly has.
Well, but Tom, I mean, he must have realised she'd move on someday. And if she confided in you, that shows you're still friends, so...
No, you don't understand. The baby is mine.
Yours?
Yes, and she's not very happy about that.
Oh, I see. You're not back together then?
No, apparently not. I mean, to be fair, it was just a one-off. After the trial, actually.
Oh, right. That's ages ago. I mean, how long have you known?
About a week.
A week? And she doesn't want you involved?
Well, she said she did. That's what's so confusing. She told me she wanted us both to be involved.
Well, that sounds promising.
Oh, I thought so, but when I suggested she moves in with me, she didn't want to know.
I'm not surprised.
It seemed like the obvious solution to me. Better than sharing a house with Roy.
No, it's completely different. If she moved in with the father of her child...
I thought it would be better for the baby.
Well, to Kirsty, it would feel like you were a couple again, and if that's not what she wants...
It's not. She made that pretty clear.
But it's what you'd like.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, it is. That's why I asked her to marry me.
You did what? Are you out of your mind?
Oh, cheers.
I can't believe you asked her.
I love her.
Yeah, well, that's what you said last time.
Oh, but this is different. She's carrying my child.
And how do you think that makes Kirsty feel? When it was just her, you left her at the altar, but now your child's involved, everything's different. She's not some prize sow.
Oh, it's not like that. With the baby, a joint project, I thought everything could come right between us. I thought marriage would make all the difference.
Tom, how could you possibly think that? How could you say it? To me, of all people.
He's just not himself.
Really?
Gran and Grandad have noticed too.
Have they?
Yeah, and they don't have to live with him.
Is he being that difficult?
Well, he got really angry when I had Freddy round.
Why? What were you doing?
Well, nothing, just hanging out.
Really?
We might have made a bit of a mess.
Well, there you are then.
We were going to clear it up. I live there too, if I can't even have a mate back.
I'm sure you can. I wouldn't read too much into it, Johnny. It's just probably not a very good time of year for Tom.
Why not?
Well, you know, short days, getting everything done, breaking your New Year's resolutions.
Oh, he hasn't made any, I don't think.
But I'm just saying, a lot of people find January a bit... Oh, look, here's Tracy.
Right. Do you want me to make myself scarce?
No, why would you think that?
After what happened on New Year's Eve.
A lot of things happen on New Year's Eve that people live to regret.
Hello, Roy. Johnny, mind if I join you?
Well, I was just going
not
to...
Not all, Tracy. You sit here.
Where are you going?
To the bar. It's my round. What would you like, Tracy?
Oh, that's very kind. I'll have a vodka and Coke.
Same again, Roy?
I suppose so.
Right, you are. Oh, looks like there's a bit of a queue. Maybe sometime.
That's all right. No rush. This is nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always nice to bump into mates in the pub.
We did a bit more than bump into each other last time we met.
Yeah, I know. Tracy, about that...
You're not going to tell me you didn't enjoy it.
No, I did.
So did I. Made me want to come back for seconds.
That's very flattering. But the thing is... Well, I might have got a bit carried away.
I'll say.
And given you the wrong impression.
You gave me the impression you were enjoying yourself.
No, I was. But the thing is, well, I'm not looking for anything, you know, serious.
Fine by me.
Really?
Yeah. I like a man who takes things slow.
No, that's not really
what... We need to get to know each other better.
Well, now, Tracy, I'm not really
sure...
Me and
the kids are having lunch with Susan and Neil today. Why don't you join us?
With Susan and Neil?
She said you'd be welcome.
Well, the thing is, Phoebe's going back to Oxford this week, and she's cooking me lunch as we speak. In fact, I better get home now.
Well, you'll be lonely after she's gone. I could cook you lunch next... Roy! Roy!
I think we're good to go now. That should be enough to get us back to Ambridge.
Oh, about time.
Oh, sorry. I can't help a flat, can I? I'll change the tyre when we get back.
Yeah, I just want to get Jack home before he wakes up from his nap.
Yeah, he looks cosy in his car seat. I think he's up for the count.
Afternoon, Helen. Tom.
What the hell do you think you're doing here? You know you're supposed to be gone by the time we pick up Jack.
I haven't come to make trouble.
And you expect us to believe that?
It's all right, Tom. Is there something you want to say to me, Rob?
Yes. I just want to tell you I'm determined our divorce goes through as quickly and clearly as possible.
Helen's solicitor's already told her
it
that.
It was a surprise. I've never known you to back down before.
Things are different. Jack's my priority now. I don't want to do anything to jeopardise our contact.
Huh. Do you really mean that?
I do.
Well, thank you.
Well, now you've had your say.
There was just one more thing.
Oh, here we go. There always is.
I bought Jack a little toy to play with while we were together, and he got quite attached to it. Would you like to take it home for him?
Oh. Well, yes, I don't see why not.
And the other thing is...
And again, always something else.
I bought Henry a birthday present. Doesn't seem fair for Jack to have a present and Henry not. I wonder whether you might... would you feel you could take that too?
Okay. But this doesn't change anything. I meant what I said at Christmas. Goodbye, Rob.
You haven't seen anyone hanging around, looking furtive?
Furtive? No. So who was telling Neil this?
Neville Booth.
Him? He's frightened of his own shadow.
But not just him. Alan reckons that Usha saw someone lurking round Blossom Hill Cottage when she was round there last week.
Oh, that's it then. Someone heard the cottage was empty and when they found it wasn't, they scarpered.
You're probably right. Anyway, Neil's going to mention it to Harrison just in case.
Right.
Right, we'd better start laying the table. I'm presuming no extra place for Roy?
Phoebe was cooking him lunch. Oh,
she's a good girl. He'll miss her.
I keep him company. But I don't know where I am with that man.
Don't you?
No. He'd obviously set it up with Johnny that if I came, he'd leave us alone.
Had he?
He said he'd enjoyed himself on New Year's Eve.
Oh, well, that's promising.
Then he said he wasn't looking for anything serious.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Roy. He's Mr. Serious.
Exactly. I think he's shy.
I wouldn't have said that.
Oh, I can read the signs. I'm shy myself.
You're shy?
I'll have to do the chasing, which is a bit of a stretch for me.
If you say so.
I'm sure it'll be worth it.
You don't think he might, well, not be that interested?
What do you mean?
It's just that he seems to be playing so hard to get.
He's not playing hard to get. I told you, he's just shy. That's what makes him so intriguing. You know what they say, it's always the quiet ones.
Oh, there is some truth in that. Look at my Neil, but...
I'll crack him in the end.
I still think it was very generous of you.
Well, I'm genuinely grateful Rob's not contesting the divorce.
You didn't have to take the present for Henry.
I wasn't going to kick him when he's down. I won't tell Henry who it's from.
It must be the worst thing in the world, having to see your child once a month at a contact centre.
Are we still talking about Rob?
It did make me think.
Well, stop. That isn't going to happen to you.
But Kirsty told me she didn't want me to come to the next scan.
In the heat of the moment, after you'd made that ridiculous proposal.
Oh, so you don't mind kicking me when I'm down?
Well, there's another lesson you can take from today. Rob and I were married, and we still ended up like this.
More tea, Jo?
Just a half a cup, please, Ruth.
So what are you up to today?
Having coffee with Carol. See how her New Year visit to Anna went.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, there's something I want to do before I go out.
Oh, yeah?
There are still some Christmas cards on the top shelf of the bookcase in the living room.
Are there? Oh, we must have missed them when the decorations came down.
They catch my eye every time I go in there. I'm going to get them down.
Well, one of us can do that later.
But David's out with Adam this morning.
Yeah, he's having a look at the autumn-drilled crops.
I suppose they're worried about disease, with the weather being so mild.
Yep. I wonder if Adam might have more news about the sale of that estate land to Brian.
Is that happening soon?
I think so. Jennifer said Brian's hoping to finalise things with Justin.
Good.
Adam doesn't think so.
Oh, no, I suppose not. And what are you doing this morning?
Pip and I are going over to see some dairy farmers at Edgeley. You know our friends, the Applebees?
Oh, yes, pleasant couple.
They're thinking of making some changes to their herd. Want to chat over a few options.
Nice to be able to help your neighbours.
It's obviously our day for it. Pip wants to pop up to see Rex first.
Why on earth does she want to do that?
Oh, come on, Jill. I know you don't like Toby, but what's poor Rex ever done to you? He's a nice young man.
Must take after his mother, then.
Oh, it's all right, Bert. I'll soon be finished, and I'll clear up properly, I promise.
It's only me.
Oh, Pip.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Is this a bad time?
Well, just doing a bit of cooking.
It looks like more than a bit to me.
Forward planning, you know.
Not really. You forget I'm living with your brother.
No, I never forget that.
I can't stay for long. Anyway, I'm off out with Mum in a minute, but I can easily come back later if you'd rather.
No. Please, stay. Sit down. No.
It seems so long since I've seen you.
Yeah, I know. It is.
And in the meantime, you've opened up an industrial kitchen?
Strictly between ourselves, I'm on a bit of an economy drive.
Is that all Dahl?
It's pretty much all I know how to cook.
Why do you need to go on an economy drive? Is this to do with Toby leaving you in the lurch?
No, for once it isn't Toby's fault. And he's in the lurch too.
Is he?
Yeah. That allowance our father pays us, he can't afford it anymore. Didn't Toby tell you?
Okay. I didn't know your father was paying you an allowance, let alone that he'd stopped it.
Oh, I see.
Wait, how long has this been going on?
Forever, really, since we went to uni. It's mainly living expenses.
Mainly?
Well, I suppose that doesn't matter so much to Toby now. He's got a job at the pub, a roof over his head.
My roof?
His gin enterprise coming along nicely.
So he says.
Well, he must have used the last of Dad's money to set that up. That and his mystery investor.
Wait, so, hang on. Your father's been bankrolling your business enterprises?
To a certain extent, if he could manage it.
Right.
Anyway, you don't need to worry about Toby. He's landed on his feet.
No, I'm worried about you. You're paying Bert rent.
And that's my priority. It's little enough as it is. You won't say anything to him about this, will you? Or to anyone?
Of course not. But I don't see how you're going to manage. The geese are over. The hens can't be bringing in much.
I'll lead a simpler life. This lot should save me a fortune.
Oh, you can't live on Dahl for the rest of the winter.
I'll forage.
There must be another way.
Honestly, Pip, it's nothing to get in a state about. You know how Rex is. He exaggerates.
He's planning to live on lentils.
He always had that hair shirt mentality. He positively relished a cold shower.
But this isn't funny.
And it's not serious either. It's not that much money.
I don't care how much or how little it is. You should have told me.
Yeah, a guy likes to take his girl out, show her a good time.
At his father's expense. I must write Robin some thank you notes.
It wasn't like that. I just didn't want to bother you.
Well, maybe not about the living expenses. I mean, Mum and Dad have been very supportive to me.
Exactly. It's a farming tradition.
But not the start-up money for your businesses.
Oh, Rex told you about that?
Yes, and we need to talk about it.
Does it have to be now?
It can't be. I'm at Edgeley with Mum.
But why did you ring then?
Mum left a tablet with the yield data in the living room at Brookfield. Can you retrieve it and email it over to me?
Can't Josh do it?
Clearly not, or I would have asked him. No one's in.
Not your grandmother?
She's gone to see Carol, and I can't believe you're still frightened of Gran.
I'm not. As long as I don't have to see her. All right, I'll do it.
Good. You owe me a favour.
Oh. Oh.
Jill, what are you doing here?
I beg your pardon, I live here.
I thought you were at Carol Tregoran's.
I am. Once I've got these cards down.
Oh, I see.
Not that it's any of your business. What you are doing here is a better question.
Pip asked me to email some figures to her and Ruth.
From the living room?
They're on that tablet on the coffee table.
Oh. Well, I suggest you take them and
Let me help you with those cards first. If you just get down from the stool.
I'm perfectly capable of getting them myself, thank you. If I just put one foot on the bottom shelf.
No, Jill, I really don't think that's a very good idea.
Nonsense. See? That's one done. And now...
Jill, no. No. Oh, oh. Here, let me help you.
Oh, I don't need your help, thanks.
I think you do. You landed pretty heavily on your ankle. Here, lean on me. Here. Come on. Let's get you over to this. Here. If you just... Okay, now let's get this leg elevated.
I can do that myself.
Luckily, we've got a stool handy. Now, if I... Here. If I just take your foot, I promise I won't hurt you.
I told you I can do it myself. Oh, well, thank you.
You stay there nice and calm while I find some ice.
There's no need for that. I'm perfectly all right now I'm sitting down.
I'll try and reduce the swelling. Bandage it up, and then we'll see what the minor injuries unit make of it.
That's ridiculous. I haven't broken it.
I don't think you have. It looks like a nasty sprain to me, but better safe than sorry.
I am not having you waste the national health resources by calling an ambulance for something so trivial.
Who said anything about an ambulance? I'll take you there myself.
A minute.
Oh, sorry, Pip, I didn't see you.
I'm glad to see you've bought some proper food.
Ah, oh, just a loaf of bread. Sop up the dal, you know.
I think that will take more than one loaf.
Well, it was the cheapest they got, so...
Rex, you really don't need to do this.
I do, until I can find a new source of income.
That would help.
If I was Toby, I'd have come up with 5 new ideas by now. So.
4 of them ridiculous. You take your time, Rex. I'm sure you'll think of something.
I hope so. But it's the taking my time bit that's the problem.
It might not be. I'm glad I saw you. Mum's waiting in the car, so I can't stay long.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure we could talk about this some other time.
No, no. I wanted to tell you straight away. That's why I asked her to stop. I've had an idea that might buy you some time.
Really?
Yes. If I had a word with Dad about the Hollow Tree rent...
No. That's very kind of you, Pip, but no.
I was only going to suggest a little rent holiday. Just for a couple of months, till you find your feet. Look, when is your Dad stopping this allowance?
In the end of February, but...
Well, there you are, then. This month and next month covered. Say you take the next 3 off, Dad would trust you to pay him back.
I know he would, and that's exactly why I can't do it. He's been such a generous landlord.
He likes you.
Yeah, that's kind of you to say that, but all the more reason not to exploit his good nature. Bert's rent and the Hollow Tree rent are my priorities.
If that's what you want.
It is.
Oh, I wish I got some money to lend you myself.
Thank you, but even if you had, I wouldn't dream of taking it.
No, I don't suppose you would. Which is a shame, because you're a good man to back.
You reckon?
Absolutely. You'll come through this, Rex. I know you will.
It means a lot to me that you've that much faith in me.
It means a lot to me that we're friends again. We are, aren't we?
Oh, I like to think that we always were. Just friends who weren't seeing one another very much. So.
Well, that's easy to remedy. I shall be dropping round a lot more in future.
I'd like that.
Probably with food parcels.
Oh.
Hey! Oh, dear, here's Mum.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm just coming.
Oh, my fault. I kept her talking.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Pip, Torby just called.
Oh.
Yeah, he said he tried you, but you didn't reply.
Well, I wasn't in the mood to speak to him. What's so urgent he had to ring
you? It's your gran. She's had a fall.
Don't worry, Mum. The nurse said they'd be out soon.
That was 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes? Some people here look like they've been here all morning.
It shouldn't be taking this long. Toby said it was just a bad sprain.
He'd know, Mum. He's seen enough rugby injuries.
Well, he might just have been trying to reassure me.
I don't think so. That's not the way Toby's mind works.
I suppose not. When I think of what could have happened.
I know.
It's my fault. I should have taken those cards down before we went out.
Why? You said you'd do it when we got back.
Yeah, but you know what Jill's like.
Mum, it's not your fault if Gran's silly enough to think she can climb up a bookcase.
Maybe.
Oh, look, here they are.
Oh, thank goodness. She's in a wheelchair. Jill, you all right?
Ruth, what are you doing here?
She's fine. No bones broken.
She's in a wheelchair.
Just for the trip from X-ray. There are some pretty long corridors here. She doesn't get to take it home.
Would you mind not talking about me as if I wasn't here?
We can never forget that, Gran. What have you been up to?
I don't understand. How did you know where I was?
Toby rang Mum.
There was no need for that.
And I rang David, and he's on his way.
That's just ridiculous. It's a lot of fuss about nothing.
We were worried about you, Jill.
Of course we were.
It could have been so much worse.
Yes, you were lucky Toby happened to be there.
That's what the doctor said, isn't it, Jill? Lucky your grandson was there.
Indeed it was.
He's not my grandson.
No, you made that very clear.
He couldn't have done more if he was.
No, I hope you thanked him, Jill.
It was good of you to help me, Toby.
And thank goodness you got it checked out here.
Yeah, the nurse reckoned you can't be too careful at Jill's age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, better safe than sorry.
I still think if I just stayed at home...
We're very grateful to you, Toby.
Yes, we are.
That's okay. No big deal.
looks like a feast.
Yeah, I hope so. I want Mum to have a really splendid birthday tea.
Oh, you made a good start. So what's the timetable?
She and Dad are going to fetch Henry from school, taking Jack too. Apparently that's Mum's idea of a birthday treat.
She is a very devoted granny.
And then hopefully this will be a nice surprise for them when they come back. If I can get it done on time.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, you could start on the tuna rolls when you've got your boots off.
Right, you are. Oh, sorry I haven't been in before.
No, that's all right. You're doing the veg boxes.
Hey, it wasn't just that.
You didn't want to get your head bitten off again.
I could see I was irritating you. I thought I'd better keep out your way.
I'm sorry. I must have sounded harsh.
No, you're probably right.
Truth is, I was a little hurt that Kirsty hadn't told me too.
She only told me a week ago and I'm the father.
I know, but we've been so close recently.
She swore me to secrecy.
But I'm not blaming you.
Well, I am. Stupid proposal. I thought she'd forgiven me, or at least tried to forget about the last time.
I think she had, but...
I know. I brought it all back to her. Just wanted to do the right thing for her and the baby.
Tom, I do understand how much you want the three of you to be a family.
Of course I do.
But you have to work out exactly what kind of family you can be in the circumstances.
Well, I'd like to. But how can I when Kirsty won't speak to me? She's not even replying to my texts.
Been texting her?
Only to say I was sorry. No, I've blown it. I've made her think she'd be better off doing this alone.
Not necessarily.
Well, what do you think I should do then?
Nothing. Just give her some space.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you can't see her. She'll be here this afternoon for a start.
Are you sure? I might put the kibosh on that
too. No. If Kirsty sees you acting normally again, then that should calm things down.
I hope so. It's so nerve-wracking not knowing what she's thinking.
Yeah, well, maybe I can help there. I'd like to know what she's thinking, too.
You mustn't tell her that you know.
No, of course not. But we're long overdue a catch-up. If I can arrange that, she might open up to me.
Oh, I'd be really grateful.
I'm not just doing it for you. Now, you going to get on with those tuna rolls or not?
Justin. Well, this is a surprise.
Sorry, but I only arrived at lunchtime. This is the first chance I've
had. Well, you're in Ambridge, but I thought your meeting with Brian was tomorrow.
It is.
Oh, right.
But it's going to be quite a busy week, so I thought it would be helpful if we ran through my diary.
Of course.
Are you free now?
Yes. I wasn't doing anything special, just reading a magazine.
I'm not expecting you to come over straight away.
Well, I can if you like.
No. Let's say in about an hour.
Yes, that's fine.
And that'll give you time to get yourself up to speed on my diary.
Yes, of course, though I do have it pretty clear in my mind.
Good. Shall we say 4:15 then?
Yes, but while I do have you on the phone, I did just wonder...
I'm sorry, Lillian, I really do need to get on. We could talk later. Bye.
Bye. Oh.
That's right, Jack. You see if you can hit the rings with your rattle.
Oh, he loves his baby Jim, doesn't he?
He does. Well, I hope you don't mind waiting for your tea, Kirsty.
Of course not. Just wonder what this special birthday surprise is that Henry's cooking up with Helen.
I don't know. He was very mysterious about it when we picked him up from school.
Oh, intriguing.
He's already given me the card he made me. Look.
Oh. Is that a...
A cow, apparently.
Of course.
Oh, I'm so lucky. Glad to have you too, sweetheart.
What's the matter, mister? Aren't we paying you enough attention? Now, where's that ball you like?
Oh, the one that chimes. Here it is.
Oh, look, Jack. I roll it to you and it chimes. And then if you can push it back to me... Yeah, chimes again.
He likes you.
Oh, he likes the ball.
It's a nice toy. I don't know where it came from. It just seems to have appeared.
How did his first visit to the contact centre go?
Okay, I think. Helen hasn't said much about it. She's just pleased she doesn't have to go there for another month.
She went there herself?
With Tom. Tony offered, but they both know what a strain it's been on him. And Tom's been such a support to her since she got back.
I suppose he still feels guilty like me. Oh, if only we'd shared what we knew.
Oh, well, we all wish we'd done things differently. But Helen doesn't want us to feel like that.
No, she doesn't. It's just... I don't know. Tom and me.
It's always the same.
Don't dwell on it. Helen's moving on. I think that means we all can.
You're right. Oh, I don't mean to spoil your birthday, Pat.
You couldn't. No one could.
Mum, your presence is requested. I bring a royal command from Prince Henry.
Oh, well, I'd better go then. Does this mean we can have our tea at last?
He wants to see you first, then the rest of us are allowed in.
Well, sorry, Kirsty. Never mind. Tom can keep you company.
Well, there's no need. I'll be fine.
I'm not wanted either. I may as well stay here.
Oh, I'm sure I shan't be long. We're all here now, except for Johnny, of course. He's joining us later this evening.
Oh, isn't anyone else coming?
No. This is what I wanted. Just close family. There is one person I need to take with me, though. Come on. You need your nappy changing.
So busy day.
The usual. The pigs, the veg boxes. Very popular with everyone on their New Year health kicks.
Tell me about it. The health club's booked up for the month.
It won't last.
Of course not.
Kirsty, I just wanted to say...
Tom, it's your mum's birthday. That's all I want to think about today.
Same here. That's what I was going to say.
Oh. Well, it's good there's one thing we agree on.
We're in here.
We?
Good afternoon, Lillian.
Miranda. Afternoon.
You look surprised.
I didn't realise that you'd be here.
Sorry. Didn't I mention it?
Oh, clearly not. This is such a big week for Justin. I thought it only appropriate I should be at my husband's side.
Yes, of course.
I would offer you a cup of tea, but I'm sure you'll want to get straight down to business.
Naturally.
I hope you won't object to me sitting in.
Miranda's been taking a look at my diary.
Has she?
I feel I've been neglecting Justin, letting him do too many things on his own.
Oh, it's very thoughtful of you, darling.
I do have one or two suggestions to make.
Well, I'm sure that would be very helpful.
I think so. I'd like to give you a helping hand, Lillian.
It's very kind of you.
Not at all. I feel you've been taking rather too much on lately.
Okay, let's make a start then, shall we?
I'm very impressed by Henry's decoration.
Yeah, he was so determined he was going to do the icing on Granny's cake.
He'd be a shoo-in for Bake Off.
You cheered up a bit.
Hasn't been as bad as I thought it might be. It's lovely to see Kirsty so relaxed with Mum.
Well, I told you she wouldn't want to spoil anything for Mum. She's been relaxed with everyone.
Well, not quite everyone.
You had a bit of a chat earlier.
Just about Roy's love life.
Oh, good. Nice neutral topic.
Still don't really know where I am with her.
I told you, give her time.
Yes, you're right, of course.
No, Kirsty. As you should do by now. She gets very passionate about something.
She certainly does.
And then she calms down.
I hope so. What did you think? Have you got any sense of how she is?
Well, I haven't really had a chance to talk to her.
You think she's avoiding you?
I did wonder, but... No, I think she's just enjoying being part of the family.
I'm glad I haven't spoilt that for her, whatever happens between us.
Right, they'll be wondering where we are. OK, let's get this cake through. Will you carry the plates?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, looks like it's nearly time for the cake.
Yay, cake!
Thank you for icing it so beautifully, Henry.
That's all right, Granny.
And he wrote happy birthday all by himself.
In fact, I think it deserves a round of applause.
Yay!
Well done, Henry.
Before we light the candles, I'd like to say a few words. Well, just two, actually. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. I thought this was going to be one of the worst years of my life, but in some ways it's turned out to be one of the best. Because of the way we all weathered the storm together. I've had such love and support from my family and friends. Although in Kirsty's case, there's not much distinction.
Pat, you don't have to say that.
I do, because it's true. I lost my daughter for a large part of the year. She was so far away and I couldn't visit or talk to her on the phone. Even when Jack was born. Mm-hmm. And if you hadn't been here by my side, well, I don't know what I'd have done. So that's my first toast. To Kirsty.
Kirsty. Hang on a minute, could you?
What's the matter, Helen? Did I leave something behind?
No, no. It's just I didn't realise you'd gone.
Oh, you were feeding Jack. I didn't want to disturb you.
No, he's spark out.
Oh, that's good.
No, not really. I think I'm in for a sleepless night. Small price to pay for Mum having had such a wonderful day.
Well, I'm glad she did.
Yeah, and you were a big part of that.
I wish people would stop going on about it.
Oh, fair enough. What I really wanted to say was, well, with Christmas and everything, we haven't seen each other properly for a few weeks.
No, I suppose not.
And I wondered if you'd like to have lunch and a catch-up this week. Thursday, maybe? The thing you need to remember, Lillian, is that Justin is fully occupied. His business in Borsetshire is not his only concern. He has far more significant investments to deal with elsewhere.
I appreciate that, Miranda.
And with everything that's going on at the moment, Justin really won't have time for all this socialising you have him down for.
Not so much, maybe.
Which but is why I drew up a list of the appointments I want you to cancel.
Well, I agree a couple might go, but we
have That's really not good enough.
And you agree with this, Justin?
Of course he does. We worked on it together.
Well, I've put a couple of asterisks by the events I would still like to attend.
But these events serve a useful function for your business, don't they, Justin? Mm.
Really?
Yes, really. If you hadn't socialised with Brian, this BL land sale might not be happening at all.
Surely you're not suggesting Justin is selling the land to Brian just because he's your brother-in-law.
No, of course not. But in
no,
order to...
Miranda's right. This is a business deal, pure and simple, nothing else.
Fine. I'll make a start on these adjustments as soon as I can.
Thank you, Lillian. I knew you'd see that was the best way forward. For all of us.
Don't shove, you lot.
Well, they're looking good, Nick. Hopefully there'll be some decent land.
I hope so.
Adam, I've just come back from seeing Justin.
Have you?
About the purchase of the estate land.
I know what the meeting was about, Brian.
Well, it was a bit tense to start with. I'm trying to get him to bring the price down.
A bit late for that, isn't it?
No, as it turns out. No, I managed to knock him down a bit. So the total price will be 2.5 million rather than 2.7.
And that'll make all the difference, won't it?
Well, it might to you.
I doubt that very much.
Oh, I reckon I did well to get that much out of him.
Hmm.
He told me when we shook hands I was a tough operator.
Takes one to know one.
Anyway, I thought you'd be interested.
I'm always interested in the future of the farm, Brian. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to feed these ewes.
Oh, right you are. Perhaps we can catch up later.
Okay, though I can't imagine what there's left to say.
You'd be surprised, Adam. You'd be surprised.
I've brought you a cup of tea, Jill.
That's very kind of you, Ruth. But you shouldn't have bothered.
It wasn't a bother. I was having one myself.
You shouldn't be waiting on me when you've got jobs to do on the farm.
One cup of tea. It's no big deal.
You could have called me. I'm supposed to keep my ankle moving now.
Yeah, I know. But you mustn't try to do too much.
It's so frustrating. And it's all Toby Fairbrother's fault.
Oh, Jill, if it wasn't for him, it might have been much worse.
If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. I could have reached those cards if he hadn't startled me.
Hi, Mum. How are you doing?
She's very grumpy.
You'd be grumpy if you were being treated like an invalid.
Well, perhaps this'll cheer you up. I've just had Kenton on the phone.
If he was asking about me, he needn't bother.
Well, he did ask, of course.
Of course.
But mainly, he wanted a good old moan about Freddie and Lily.
Why?
Because they're driving him round the bend, literally. He's been taking them out for driving practice.
That's nice of him.
Well, he's regretting it now.
Really? They can't be that bad, surely.
No, of course they can't. This is Kenton all over. He makes a big gesture and then he can't sustain it.
He does have a pub to run.
He wanted me to take one of them off his hands.
Which one?
Well, he offered me Lily, so I jumped at it.
Oh, good. I can't imagine Lily being a problem.
Although if Kenton suggested her...
Yes, only because he knew that if he said Freddie, I wouldn't say yes. I bet he's a handful.
You're probably right.
Anyway, he said he'd be over soon, Mum, to see how you are.
He doesn't need to bother.
No, but he wants to.
I've told everyone. I don't want this silly accident disrupting people's lives. It's bad enough what it's done to mine.
Well, it's nice for us to have the chance to make a bit of a fuss of you. You don't usually let us.
You've got to admit that's true.
So, you've got a cup of tea Would you like a biscuit to go with it? There might even be some of your jam tarts left.
A biscuit would be nice. But I've told Ruth, I don't want you waiting on me.
Well, it's not that far to the kitchen.
And if it wasn't for Toby Fairbrother, you wouldn't have to.
Oh, Jill, really? Will you stop going on and on about Toby? And don't worry about me waiting on you. I'm not going to be bringing you any tea or biscuits until you do.
I thought you'd be coming in for a cup of tea.
Still sorting this tractor.
You're nearly done.
What did you want, Brian?
I want to talk to you about the money I've saved on this deal.
I thought you'd made it pretty clear I don't have any part to play in your new plans.
Well, I might have been a bit hasty.
I agree with you, it was a hasty decision. But it's a bit late to have second thoughts, isn't it?
Well, not when I can do something to put that right.
With the 200,000 you've saved, that isn't going to change much in the grand scheme of things, is it?
It would mean you could carry on with the herbal lays.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you don't need to bring a halt to the experiment this spring.
I don't understand. You seemed pretty determined about it at the time.
Well, that was when I thought I was going to have to maximise the output across the farm to service this loan.
And now you don't? I can't see that much has changed because you've managed to salvage a few thousand.
Well, it's not just that. I've gone over the figures again with the accountant.
Have you?
He says we shouldn't have too much trouble servicing the debt.
No?
Well, the overall farm business isn't highly leveraged. And we have a substantial capital asset in our existing land, which puts us in a very secure position whatever happens in the future.
I know all this. It's what I said myself.
Telling you, I think you were right.
Seriously?
About the herbal lays, anyway, Adam. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to halt the trial now.
Okay.
Well, you don't sound very pleased.
I'm waiting for the catch.
There isn't one. I think we should keep the trial running for another couple of years. At least until we know what difference it's making to the soil. Would you be happy with that?
Of course I would be. It was all I was asking for. I wasn't after carte blanche to change our whole farming system.
I know. I made a mistake. I held up my hand. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Oh, really? No, I'm grateful. I can't wait to tell Pip the good news.
You really should have one of these. They're nearly as good as Jill's.
I expect Gran gave her the recipe. Make the most of it, because it doesn't look like you're going to get any kind of thank you gift from Gran anytime soon.
I wasn't expecting to. I wasn't expecting these from your Auntie Shula. Still, gift horse, etc.
No, don't eat them all. I want to take some up to Rex. It was pretty low when I saw him the other day.
Oh, you're still going on about that ruddy allowance. I told you, Rex has never been one to look on the bright side.
Maybe because in this case there isn't one.
We'll manage fine without Dad's allowance.
You will, because you're living rent-free. All bills paid.
So is Rex. As good as. Bert won't let him starve.
Yeah, and Rex won't let Bert subsidise him.
Are you saying I'm sponging off you? I thought we were partners.
Well, so did I. Until I found out you hadn't thought it worth mentioning to me that you were getting an allowance off your father.
I've told you, it was no big deal.
It was a big deal when I had to find out from Rex. Just after I'd lent you the start-up for your gin business.
Come on, gorgeous. You know I'm grateful for your investment.
You don't get it, do you, Toby? Can't you see how humiliating... Oh, it's Adam.
You'd better answer it, then.
Yeah, well, of course, Pip. That's brilliant news. Bye.
What's brilliant news?
Brian's told Adam he can keep going with the herbal lay trial after all. So it looks like the mob grazing is back on.
Oh, that is good news.
Pip's over the moon.
Whoa. I wonder what changed his mind.
Who knows? The important thing is that Pip's happy. She got so down when she thought the trial was coming to a premature end.
Yeah. And it seems to have cheered you up a bit too.
I'm happy for Pip, naturally.
Good. Well, I'm glad if it's taken your mind off Mum's, well, less than gracious reaction to Toby's Good Samaritan act.
I am cross with her, but that was no excuse for speaking to her like that. I'll go and apologise in a minute.
Well, she's having a nap now. No rush.
I shouldn't have lost my temper. It's just... She could be so ungrateful.
I know.
I don't know what Toby would have to do to get into her good books.
Change his name.
Maybe.
She doesn't seem to appreciate how dangerous it could have been for her if Toby hadn't been there when she fell.
I know.
We were all out. She could have been lying there for hours.
Yep.
A fall like that can be the beginning of the end for some people.
Yeah, exactly. When I think of her climbing up that bookcase...
I told her we'd get those cards down when we got back.
Hey, no one's blaming you, love. You know, she just won't be told.
Just like me mum. And look how that ended.
I do realise this must be extra hard for you.
I don't know about that.
No, it's got to be bringing back painful memories.
At least it means I can appreciate how you are feeling.
Well, that's a great comfort to me, love. It really is.
I'm glad. I just wish it meant I'd got some answers on how to deal with it.
So do I. I don't know what to do.
No.
I think the worst thing for me is that it's driving a wedge between Mum and Pip again. Well, the whole family, really.
I've been thinking about that. Maybe there is one thing you could do.
I see you succumbed to the Chelsea buns.
Well, I need something to go with the Prosecco, which you shouldn't have opened, really.
Nonsense. We're celebrating. Hey, to the return of the Herbal Lays.
To the return of the Herbal Lays. Oh, who's that?
Don't worry. I'll soon get rid of them. Oh, hello, David.
Hi. Oh, sorry, is this a bad time?
No, Dad, no, come in, please. We're just celebrating about the return of the mob grazing. Has Mum told you?
Yes, she has. It's great news.
Oh, well, let me get you a glass then.
Oh, no, thanks, I won't stay. Actually, it's you I want to talk to, Toby.
Oh, dear. What have I done now?
saved my mother from a long stay in hospital, probably, at the very least.
Absolutely.
It was nothing. I just happened to be there.
Well, it's a good thing for Gran you were.
If you hadn't been, well, it doesn't bear thinking about. We owe you a lot.
Yes, we do.
Oh, rubbish. Anyone would have done the same thing.
Well, maybe, but not so graciously and in such trying circumstances.
Exactly.
So I know my mother can be a bit, well, difficult at times. And I wanted to apologise for that.
There's no need. She'd had a shock. I understand.
No, she ought to be over it by now.
I don't want you to think that the rest of her family aren't very grateful to you, because we are.
No, thank you, Dad. I think that needed saying.
Yeah, well, rather overdue, I'm afraid. Anyway, I'll leave you to your celebration.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That's all right, only wish I'd done it sooner. Night-night, then.
Night!
Yeah, night!
Oh, that was so nice of him.
Was it?
Yeah. It must be a really big deal for Dad to have to admit Gran's in the wrong.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And now, perhaps, you can start feeling a bit more comfortable with my family.
Can I?
Toby, what's the matter? I thought you'd be pleased.
What kind of monster do your family think I am?
They don't think you're any kind of monster.
Then why are they so amazed that I took care of Jill? Did they expect me just to leave her on the floor and step over to get to that tablet of yours?
No, of course not.
Then why all this effusive gratitude?
Because they're grateful.
Don't you think it's a tiny bit over the top? Kenton buying me a pint, that's a first.
Well, that's Kenton for you.
Shula making Chelsea buns. Elizabeth sent me a potted plant, for God's sake. Anyone would think I'd given Jill the kiss of life, not just strapped up her ankle.
No, you're looking at this the wrong way round. They're ashamed of Gran, like Dad is. They're trying to make up for it.
Yeah, well, I wish they'd stop. At least I know where I am with Jill.
Yes, out in the cold. She hasn't so much as picked up the phone.
She is off her feet.
Well, she's got a mobile. If anyone else had come to her rescue the way you did, she'd have rung, sent a card and probably staggered into the kitchen to make you a cake.
I don't think I'd be that happy about eating a cake Jill had made especially for me.
No, this isn't funny, Toby. It's just not good enough. If even Dad can see that, why can't Gran? Hope you don't mind us having lunch here.
Of course not. Why would I? It's the best restaurant in Borsetshire. At least that's what Ian keeps telling us.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be easier for you to get back to work quickly and then we'd have longer to chat.
Good thinking.
I don't want it to be a busman's holiday for you.
No, it isn't. I never eat here. It's usually a salad in the staff room.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A bit too special for a working day.
I hope it is special. It's meant to be.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. To celebrate a better start for the new year for both of us.
Mm. And it's my treat. Oh, no, don't be silly. There's no need for that.
There is. It's my way of saying thank you for all you did for me last year. I don't know how I'd have managed without you.
Oh, no more speeches. Your mum did all that on her birthday. That was way too much.
That just proves we're all massively in your debt.
No, you're not. Look, I'll make a deal with you.
Go on.
I'll let you pay for lunch if you promise to stop banging on about how wonderful I am.
Yeah, I think I might be able to manage that.
Come on, I want to hear all your news.
Here you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Sorry.
Anyone would think you were hiding from me, tucked away in this corner.
Not you.
Who then? Someone giving you grief?
No. She will do.
She? Sounds interesting. Come on, spill.
Don't get too excited. I meant Lily.
Ah, I see. What's she done now?
Nothing. She's perfect. I'm the one who's screwed up again.
Why? What's happened?
I got the results of my maths reset.
Not good.
A D.
Mate, I'm sorry.
I'm so stupid.
Don't do yourself down. I'm not that great at the academic stuff myself.
Yeah, but you're dyslexic. I'm just thick.
No, you're not. If you want that C, you just have to keep trying, that's all.
Well, it doesn't look like I've got much choice. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to tell my mum. She'll be so disappointed.
She'll understand. She knows it isn't easy for you.
And that makes it worse. She'll be all concerned. I can't stand it.
I know, I know.
And I'll never hear the end of it from Lily. I said you weren't revising enough. Why didn't you work through past papers with me when I wanted you to?
She's only trying to look out for you.
And I'm fed up with that as well. Always being the basket case. It's a fine start to the new year this is turning out to be.
I'm with you there. Tom's still in a really weird mood.
And you've no idea what's bothering him.
Nah. I reckon Roy knows.
But he won't let on.
Nope. And that's another thing. If Tom can confide in Roy, why can't he tell me? I am his nephew.
There are things that I don't tell Lily, and she's my twin.
Well, that's different. She's a girl. Tom knows he can trust me.
Not that it makes any difference whether I tell Lily or not. She always just manages to find out anyway.
Is that why you're hiding from her?
Yeah. I'm hoping, right, if I don't see her this lunchtime, she might just forget it's results day.
What, you reckon?
Well, it's worth a shot. Oh, I just want a few days without her hassling me while I work out how I'm going to tell Mum.
Good luck with that, because guess what?
So this is where you're hiding. I've been looking for you everywhere. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Lil.
I couldn't find a table.
Oh, don't give me that. It's your recess, isn't it? You failed.
How did you know that?
Told you.
I could tell from his face the minute I walked into the room. So, have you told Mum yet?
Mmm. I'll tell Ian how tasty this is.
I know, it's delicious. Good choice.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Rob not contesting the divorce.
You seem pretty relaxed about that.
Why wouldn't I be? It was more than I dared hope for.
Exactly. You don't think that's suspicious? That he's got some nasty little trick up his sleeve?
I've expended enough mental energy trying to work out what's going on in Rob's head.
Fair point.
I had enough of that when we were together. Yeah, I think it was the worst thing.
I'm sure it was.
Don't need to do that anymore. He's got no power over me.
No, he has not.
And if he changes his mind, then I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Good for you.
Do you know, I'm really starting to feel free at last.
I can see you are.
I don't have to see him at the contact centre. I won't have to see him in court now.
No.
I may never have to see him again. Well, at least not for a very long time.
Well, I think that deserves a toast.
Even with mineral water?
To seeing the back of Rob Titchener.
Anyway, enough about me. How are you? Did you have a good time at your mum and dad's over Christmas?
Yeah, it was good to see them. I ought to visit more often.
Well, the change seems to have suited you. You're looking really well.
I feel it. Maybe it'd do me good to get away from Ambridge for the odd weekend.
What, has the new year made you restless?
Maybe.
Good time to start a new project.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Anything particular in mind?
Good afternoon, ladies. Welcome to Grey Gables.
And a good afternoon to you, too.
Roy, stop messing about.
And how are you finding our fine cuisine? Everything to your liking?
Yummy so far. Yeah, all compliments to the chef.
I shall convey them personally.
Hey, shouldn't you be persecuting the paying guests?
You mean you aren't paying? Now, you have presented me with a dilemma.
Of course we are.
Helen is. You can smarm all over her.
I prefer to call it charm.
Well, it's all lovely, Roy.
Good. Well, let me know if it isn't.
Yeah, I will.
No, now go away so I can tell Helen all about you and Tracy Horobin.
That won't take long. I've made it quite clear to Tracy I'm not interested in having a relationship with her.
Despite them being a match on their dating app?
Yeah, it just shows how wrong those things can be.
And bumping into each other in the same places.
There might be another reason for that. It's called stalking.
But you, her, or her, you?
Oh, please.
And what about your kiss on New Year's Eve? What, did that mean nothing to you?
You know about that.
Of course she does. You might as well have posted it on Facebook. In fact, I think Tracy did, didn't she?
Yeah, that's certainly where I saw it.
What can I say? It was New Year's Eve.
Oh, that old excuse.
Look, I was celebrating. I'd had a bit to drink. I doubt I'm the only person who's done something they regret in those circumstances.
No, Roy, I don't suppose you are.
Don't say anything to Mum about this, please, Lily.
As if I would. You ought to tell her yourself anyway.
I know.
And don't put it off like you normally do. She'll have to know sometime.
Give him a break, Lil. He knows that.
I was just saying.
Just needs a few days to get himself together. Don't you, mate?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're off the hook. She's up to her eyes at the moment.
She's always up to her eyes.
But more than usual. She's got this jewellery exhibition running all weekend.
Oh, yeah, I do vaguely remember.
She's actually away for a couple of days next week.
Is she? Oh, sorted. There you are, then.
Where's she going?
Some wedding show in London. Staying overnight.
Oh, awesome. Well, I can tell her when she gets back.
Good opportunity to cheer yourself up, too.
How do you mean?
Of course! We could have a party. That is such a good idea, Johnny.
Do you think so?
Are you kidding? I wish I thought Tom was likely to go away anytime soon. I'd have everyone round like a shot.
Now, the question is, what sort of party shall we hold?
Booze, girls and music would do it for me.
Johnny, you forget the grandeur of the setting. Lower Loxley was made to host society balls.
No, please, Lily, tell me you're not going to throw a ball.
Of course not. Do you think I'm a total idiot? For one thing, there isn't enough time to organise one.
Good. People here think we're showing off enough as it is.
My friends don't. Your friends might. Oh, no, sorry, I forgot. You haven't got any.
Lil, no need to put the boot in.
He doesn't have to be on such a downer. I was just stating facts. His social circle isn't as large as mine.
No one's social circle is as large as yours.
Look, I can't help it if I'm so popular.
And modest with it.
Well, it's only because I make time to network. That's all you need to do, Freddie. Just talk to people instead of skulking in corners all the time.
I don't skulk in corners.
Really?
Lil's right, Freddie. A party could be a great opportunity for you to know a few people better.
And you'll love it once it's happening.
Of course you will.
Will I?
And I'll do all the organising.
I'll give you a hand.
Cool. Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, well, good. Lily and I don't exactly agree on what constitutes a good time.
Oh, stop it. This will be the best party that Lower Loxley's ever seen.
New Year's party at last. Perhaps it isn't going to be such a bad year after all.
This has been lovely, thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, I should be getting back to work now.
Yeah, of course. But there is just one
thing. Could it wait? Roy's covering for me and I don't want to leave.
No, I don't think it can. This really isn't the way I wanted to do it. But I can't let you go without saying something.
About what? It's Rob, isn't it? And you just putting a brave face on things.
Rob? No. It's nothing to do with him. Kirsty, I know you're pregnant.
What?
I'm sorry, I was trying to find a moment to, well, introduce it into the conversation.
Tom told you.
Well, only because he was so worried he thought he'd blown everything with you. Do you mind me knowing that much?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I hoped you'd have felt you could tell me yourself.
I put myself under even more pressure. I'm getting enough of that from Tom.
I'd never pressurise you.
You wouldn't mean to. But already it's like I'm sucked back into the cosy Bridge Farm family. And I just want to be left on my own.
Kirsty, please, I didn't mean to. Kirsty! Oh, no.
Sorry, Roy. Can you cover me for another 10 minutes? I just need time to get myself together.
Of course. It's no problem. But what's happened? It's not the baby, is it?
Could you raise your voice a little bit more, Roy? I don't think they quite heard you in the pool.
Sorry, but you seem so upset. I was worried, that's all.
I'm sorry. Oh, I shouldn't have snapped. Oh, I just found out that Helen knows about the baby too.
Oh.
Tom told her.
Right. Is that such a terrible thing?
I swore him to secrecy.
Yeah, she's his sister. And your friend. You told me.
Well, you guessed.
Well, I bet Helen would have soon. And probably sooner if she'd been living with you like I am.
Maybe.
But it's a good thing, surely. Helen's your friend.
I know, it's just... Well, it was my secret for such a long time. Just between me and the baby.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But once my parents knew, and Tom, you, now Helen, I feel like I have to justify myself, explain what I'm going to do and why I want to do it.
Look, I'm sure no one means to make you feel like that.
But they do, and it's none of their business.
Oh, Kirsty, you know that's not true.
Well, it isn't. All I want to do is to be left alone to get on with having my baby.
I felt like that.
Did you?
Yeah. I know it sounds odd, but... when Kate was pregnant with Phoebe, I used to think how simple it would be if I was the one carrying the child. See, I wouldn't have to think about her or my family or her family. Just me and the baby.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Kirsty, it can't be like that. I mean, whatever you decide to do, it isn't just you and the baby. And it never will be.
Well, that's one lot in. Could you just hand me that other tray?
Yeah, of course.
There. Well, that shouldn't take long. Oh, it is good of you to give me a hand.
It's all right. I've got nothing better to do. Miranda's seen to that.
Hey, careful, you split the board. You know, you don't have to come tonight if you don't want to.
And Miss Bryan's triumph?
Oh, you won't mind. And we can easily say you've picked up one of those bugs that are going round.
Skulk in my room all evening.
Oh, well, it's only drinks. They're not staying for dinner.
No, I wouldn't give Miranda the satisfaction. She's trying to reduce my professional role to a minimum. I'm not having her interfering with my home life.
Well, if you're sure.
Absolutely. If I'm going down, it will be with all guns blazing.
You really think it's as bad as that?
I told you what Wednesday was like. She was making a mockery of all my hard work, making it sound like a lot of froth and frippery.
Well, I know that was hard for you.
But that wasn't the hardest part. The hardest thing was Justin going along with it.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that.
I suppose you think it serves me right for having an affair with a married man.
I think it was horribly predictable that it wouldn't end well.
Yeah.
But that's no excuse for him not supporting you in a professional context. You worked so hard for him.
That's what hurt.
And he could at least have acknowledged that.
Well, either Miranda's got him too scared.
Oh, well, that's just pathetic.
Or perhaps he agrees with her. I've served my purpose in every way.
But even if your affair is over, there are kinder ways of letting you know.
Yeah.
You really think this is the end?
It must be. I haven't heard from him since Wednesday. Not so much as a text.
Oh, I see.
It's the clearest message he could send. We're finished.
Justin.
Good, I'm glad I called you, Rob.
Yeah, I was just on my way home, but...
I thought you might be.
It's not a problem. How can I help?
I just wondered if you got that report to hand.
Which report is that?
The confidential one I asked for, looking into the alternative contractors for the estate. Considering the reduced acreage, it should be possible to get the job done more cost-effectively.
Yeah. Actually, I had quite a lot on my plate just lately.
I know. But I did say it would be useful for me to have that information quite soon.
Of course. Well, it's a great opportunity to cut some costs. Even if we do keep Home Farm on, which personally I would argue against, we'd expect them to cut their prices substantially.
You'd argue against it?
Yeah.
So, have you found someone cheaper?
Not exactly. I'll come clean with you, Justin. I haven't made much of a start on it at all.
Oh, well, that's rather disappointing. Not like you, Rob?
I know. I can only apologise. I've been sorting out the details of my divorce this week. I'm afraid it has rather distracted me.
Oh, I understand. Well, we'll say no more about it then.
I'll make it my priority on Monday. I'll have it with you by close of business.
Have you done any work on it at all?
Oh, yes. Well, I've compiled a list of likely contractors.
Good. You should still catch some of them if you get on the phone.
You want me to start now?
Yes, you can make a start.
Of course. Although, how many will get back to me last thing on a Friday is anyone's guess.
Well, worth a try. Now, I'm afraid I need to go home. Change for this drink's due.
Of course.
If you could send me something in an hour or so.
Of course, I'll get onto it right away.
Good man. I know I can rely on you.
Well, that's just great.
Oh, that looks better.
It all looks splendid, Jenny. Thank you.
Well, I want this evening to go so well. I know how important this is to you.
Well, and to you too, now, I hope.
I'll admit it, I took some convincing.
I know.
But now, well, I can't remember the last time I saw you this excited.
Well, I can't remember the last time I was.
And it's certainly given you a new lease of life.
And not just me. The whole farm, the whole family. I hope they'll come to see that in time.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Oh, thank you for your support, darling. I know it's been hard for you, but it means a lot to me.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
I mean, there is one thing that's slightly worrying me about this evening.
Not enough champagne?
When have you ever known me to run out of champagne? No, it's your sister. She's been like a wet weekend since Wednesday.
Oh, you don't need to worry about Lillian. She'll be here in her glad rags with her brave face painted on.
Are you sure? I don't want any awkwardness.
No, there won't be. It'll be hard for her, though. Looks like her affair with Justin's coming to an end.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. I didn't see Miranda giving up her man without a fight.
No, apparently not.
Darling, I don't want to sound callous, but that's not going to complicate things, is it?
Oh, no, Lillian won't let that happen. She'll retire with her dignity intact.
Good. I mean, I don't like seeing her hurt, but it was bound to end this way, wasn't it?
Yes. We both know that's the way it usually does.
So, are we all ready to meet the foe? the guest.
You look ready for anything.
I'm glad you like my outfit.
You look $1 million.
Ah, well, that was the idea. Ooh, sounds like your guests have arrived. So, let's get this party started.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I just had them.
Evening, Mr. Titchener.
Hmm?
Have you lost something?
Who's that? Stefan. What on earth are you doing here?
Oh, you know, I was just passing.
Just passing?
Found myself in a neighbourhood, thought I'd look up a few old friends.
I never expected to see you again. I thought I'd made that quite clear.
Things change. I'm not exactly sure what my plans are.
They should be to leave the country pretty damn quick. That's what I paid you to do.
Like I said, things change. It'd be good to catch up.
No, it wouldn't.
Maybe over a cup of tea.
If you think I'm inviting you into my flat, you must really have lost the plot.
All right. A drink, then. There's a pub just round the corner.
How do you know that?
I do my homework, Rob.
Do you? Well, you still haven't convinced me there's any good reason for you and I to have a conversation about anything.
You'd be surprised. And I suspect it's not something you'd really want to discuss in the street.
I'm so sorry Adam couldn't come tonight.
Ah, so is he.
It was one of Ian's rare nights off and they already had something booked.
Mm, they have to make the most of them.
It's good when couples do things together. At least, that's what Justin and I think.
It certainly is.
Well, Jenny would agree with you. She's always saying we should do more together.
And much good it does me.
He's been very busy setting up this splendid deal.
Mm. So he keeps telling us.
And one reason I was always glad that Adam couldn't come this evening.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The men would just have talked shop and we'd have been completely left out.
Oh, I never let that happen.
I don't suppose you do.
Anyway, I've been taking a keen interest in this deal.
Oh, you've been most helpful, darling.
Top up anyone? Sorry, I've been neglecting my duties.
Oh, no, not at all, but it is a wonderful champagne.
And do help yourself to another little canapé.
Oh, these Sweet potato ones are delicious. You must give me the recipe.
Well, I've got it in the kitchen. Oh, why don't we pop through and I can show you now?
No. You can just email it to me.
Yes, I suppose I can.
Well, Jenny never likes to miss the opportunity to show off her state-of-the-art kitchen.
It is quite something.
She could take guided tours round it.
Would you like to see it, Miranda?
No, thank you. When you've seen one oven.
Miranda's mind is on higher things, like her painting.
Oh, yes. It's watercolours you specialise in, isn't it?
Yes, but I haven't had much time to pursue my interests lately. I've been so busy helping Justin.
Jenny bought some watercolours recently.
Yes, I did. And I'm thinking of hanging them in the dining room, but I'm not quite sure that's the right place. So I really value your advice, Miranda.
I wouldn't call myself an expert.
Oh, darling, don't be so modest. You must give Jennifer the benefit of your expertise.
Well, if you insist.
Well, I'd be so grateful. And you come too, darling.
Me?
Yes. You're always saying that I take decisions about the house without asking you.
Well, only when it comes to expending large sums of money.
Brian?
Oh, yes, of course.
And you will keep Justin well supplied with food and drink, won't you, Lillian?
Oh, yes, it's what social secretaries do.
I'd love to know what you think of this artist. I discovered her in a little gallery in Soho.
After you, Miranda. Now, that's the one you're always trying to drag me to.
Alone at last.
Oh, Lillian, I am so sorry.
For what?
For the way I behaved to you on Wednesday. I feel terrible about it.
You hid it very well.
I had to. Miranda's been watching me like a hawk.
I thought we were finished.
Oh, darling, how could you think that?
Very easily. I haven't heard anything from you, not so much as a text.
I couldn't risk it. I think Miranda's checking my phone.
She'd really do that.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll buy another one just for us to use.
You don't want to end things, then?
Oh, of course not. I want things to go back to the way they were. We just have to be more careful, that's all.
You really think it's worth it?
More than worth it. I've missed you so much.
Oh, I miss you too. Justin. Might we risk a kiss, do you think?
Yes. Once Miranda gets going on watercolours, there's no stopping her.
Not as smart as the bull in Ambridge, I'm afraid. But they still serve traditional Shire's beer.
Drop the small talk, Stefan. I bought you a drink. Can we get on with it? What are you doing here?
I like working in England. I thought I'll get over quickly before Brexit kicks in.
Look, if you think this is funny...
As I said, I wanted to visit some friends. Now, well, I'm thinking of heading home again. But before I go, I thought I'd catch up with my old boss.
Why are you here, Stefan?
I need a bit of startup money.
Do you?
Been offered the chance to invest in a business back home. A good business. I'm only looking for a helping hand.
Well, you've come to the wrong man. I'm out of work. Sofa surfing. And getting divorced.
How sad. But that's not my problem. And I'm not asking for much.
You've got a hell of a nerve asking for anything. I paid you enough to leave after the flood.
Exactly. I imagine there are quite a few people you wouldn't wish to know about that. Mr. Justin Elliott, the police.
Now I know you're delusional. The flood's old news.
That's your opinion. I think you'll find I'm not being unreasonable.
Aren't you?
I'm not expecting the money tonight. I can give you a few days.
That's big of you.
But I want that money, Rob.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Learn about the Archers characters with our online Who's Who at bbc.co.uk/archers.